time to look at accessible technology. And this week, instead of talking about technology itself, we're going to talk about talk and support. I'm joined now by Madeleine Mann from the RNIB Technology for Life team. Hi, Madeleine.
Hi, how are you, Simon?
I'm well, thank you. Now, tell us a bit about this talk and support then that you offer from the technology team then.
Well, we got together with talk and support because we have the feeling we don't reach everybody who wants to speak about access technology. And a lot of customers or maybe family and friends are not aware of all the lovely technology which is around to help blind or partially sighted people in their everyday life. So we got together with talk and support and offered to host two sessions a month about various different things to do with technology. Previously, they have been all about access to books or access to mobile phones, but we have been thinking a little bit within the team and we want to talk about different topics such as how do we get smart heating in your home or how do we access ebooks or anything to do with GPS and wayfinding solutions. It can be anything. In fact, we would like to hear from you to suggest topics, what we can or might be able to talk about next month already. So usually we hold these sessions towards the end of the month. Look out for Wednesday and Fridays towards the end of the month. But we would ask you to confirm with our team for exact dates and times as they might vary. So if you are interested, I would say give us a call by the helpline or drop us an email and we can let you know when these sessions take place or if you want to suggest any subject for a new session next month, please feel free to let us know as well because we want to make it a very interesting session for you and we want to reach the people you know, who want to talk about technology. It would be bad if we would bore you with stuff you already know. So if you have anything you want to discuss about, please let us know. It might also be that you are not really aware of how talk and support works. So you don't need to go anywhere. You can stay in the comfort of your own home. And somebody from the talk and support team will ring you and connect you into a telephone conference with the RNIB host, who will be one of our team. And we will speak in a group of up to about 8 participants about the topics everyone finds interesting, in our case, technology.
And I suppose the beauty of this is that you might have other people on the line who are having a similar problem to you, and it gives you a bit of moral support, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think so. It's both, really. There might be people, we have discussed mobile phones, for example, recently, and we had people on there who haven't used smartphones at all. Then we had people who were really, I would say, professional smartphone users. Now, it was quite interesting to discuss, you know, how it can help people, you know, the person who hasn't used a smartphone before, for example, didn't know that it could help them recognizing their banknotes or finding out when their train is going from what platform or even to do your shopping. So it was a quite interesting discussion we had. And also we are learning all from one another, so it's actually quite great.
And I suppose some people may phone in who are perhaps not used to using a smartphone or used to using things with their sight, might be thinking, well, what's the point of me phoning in about this? It's a touch screen phone. I can't see. There's no point.
Yeah, but then they get moral support from the other people who are in this group who already might be using or are just starting out in using this technology. So it's all about learning from another. It's not that we moderate these sessions or kind of start using this principle where we talk to you and you just have to sit back and listen. It's your session. So anything and everything you want to talk about, that's what we want to be the session about, really. So it's an interactive talk and support session of you lot and one person from RNIB.
You see, Paul Porter, who's a member of the team, he's always trying to get me to move on with certain bits of technology. He's not pushy with me, but he's always saying, come on, when are you going to do that? And so I'd probably be a prime candidate for talking support, I think.
I was just going to say, I think, Simon, you should be joining one of those sessions soon.
So, as you say, it might be about accessible technology, but the thing is, it could be anything to do with technology, couldn't it?
anything and everything to do with your daily life, what involves a little bit of technology. I mean, it's also very interesting to talk about e-books or devices where we can read our newspapers on, anything really. So if you feel interested in joining talk and support sessions to do with technology, please ring our team by the headline on 0303 123 9999, or drop us an email at tfltechnologyforlife@rnib.org.uk. So that's tfl@rnib.org.uk.
You yourself haven't had a smartphone for all that long, have you?
I used to walk around with two phones in my pocket just because I was frightened using a smartphone. Everyone around me got smartphones and I was like, no, not really. I don't see the point. But I had to be told that I was wrong, and now I actually don't want to be without my smartphone anymore, to be honest.
Oh, now you're addicted?
I am addicted, yeah.
No, but it's true, you say. I sit up at the station. I'll confess, I don't have a smartphone. And I sit up at the station watching and trying to hear announcements. And there's all sorts of apps now that you can have your phone, can't you, which keep you up to date with so many things.
Definitely.
For everyday life.
It's great because you can see when your next train is going, where it's going from, what platform. I mean, it's moved on so much now that you can ask another little piece of tech called your Amazon Echo when your train is running. Are there any delays? So it's fantastic, the technology these days. And sometimes it's that people don't know what your smartphone can actually benefit you with. They just see, oh dear, it has a touch screen. No, I can't use it. I'm totally blind. And we are here to explain that even though you are totally blind or you might have any other difficulties, you can use your smartphone and you can actually grow to use it very well.
So remember, give the advice line a call, 0303 123 9999, and ask for technology talk and support. Madeline Mann, always lovely to speak with you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.